So really quick comment about ChatGPT and large language models. And first of all, just let me say right out of the gate that I have no understanding of the technology behind ChatGPT. I'm only using it. To me, it's an utter mystery how it works. That said, a lot of the comments you read, or occasionally you read somebody saying that it's all just a matter of probabilities and it's sort of guessing at every step along the way, and I don't even know. I'm sure you've heard it, right? And it may be true. It probably is true, but it is not helpful in understanding how to use the product because, you know, and so what they say is it may seem like it understands the question you're asking and it understands what it's saying, but it's just sort of probabilistic mumbo jumbo, et cetera, et cetera. My mother loves me. I'm not a lawyer. It's your mileage may vary. I have no idea, but it's not helpful because when I'm having a conversation with it about some programming, and I bring questions to it, it makes my code so much better. I have to say, like, there are all these arcane features in different parts of Node.js. It's old. I mean, Node.js has been around for, I don't know, 15 years, and a million people use it. And so there's a lot of problems solved, but you just don't know where they are and you don't know how to reach them. And so you sort of like give up, and when you encounter a problem, like for example, somebody is using a relative URL in a place where it's kind of impolite to do that. It probably should just be a fully resolved URL, if you know what I mean. Maybe you don't. It's okay. But I have to deal with it. You know, I'm not going to go back to the guy and say, hey, you know, would you do this the way I want you to do it? Because I use up some... why bother? It's easier just to deal with it because maybe somebody else will do it and I won't be working on this code and so I'll never get a chance to ask them to do it. It's, you know, it's easier just to do it. So in the past, what I would have done, first of all, I don't like writing regular expressions. Just somehow, I used to write them back when I was a Unix programmer in the 1970s, my brain wasn't cluttered up with a billion different operating systems and languages and runtimes and et cetera. So learning how to do regex was fun. And, you know, but over the years, I stopped using systems that had regex. And so I stopped using it. And I don't want to relearn it for some reason. I just get cranky about regexes. So what I do is I do some really disgusting string processing to try to figure out whether or not I'm dealing with a fully resolved URL or a relative URL. And then to figure out what the base URL is, I have to concatenate the two. It's not going to be good. Whatever it is, it's going to be really fragile and it's going to take me half a day to do it. And I'm going to be pulling my hair out because I'm going to say, well, I've probably done this 80,000 times already, but I don't know where to go. Or maybe I'll go find the code somewhere and instead of it taking 3 hours, it takes 1 hour and it's still just going to be fragile. Instead, I described the problem to ChatGPT in the same place where I asked it to give me what's the best way to do the scraping of HTML that gets me this URL in the first place. And it tells me about a package called Cheerio. And at first I go, I don't really want, can't you give me regexes? And it comes back and it says, well, you know, I can give you the regex. Here it is. And by the way, but it's going to be really fragile. It's not going to work in a lot of places. And you're going to wish you did it right. Doesn't say that part, but it's kind of implied. Now, you could say it's all probabilistic. It's synthesizing this from a million different messages it's read, and somehow it coalesces into this thing. But who the hell needs to know how that happened? What's more important is that it got me... So, you know, I had this reasoning process with it. So I said, I thought to myself, I looked at the code that it generated. I said, why am I so irritated? Well, because it's not obeying my coding conventions. It's giving it to me using things in the language that I consider superfluous and I don't use them by choice. My reason for not doing that, here I go, I'm going to ramble, is that if I switch from using callbacks to using promises, then some of my code base is going to use callbacks and some of it's going to use promises. And I've just doubled the overhead in terms of what you have to understand my code. You're never going to get away without having to understand callbacks if you're trying to read my code, because I've been writing code with callbacks for a very long time. And I like callbacks. My mind is adjusted to them. I don't even see them anymore. I certainly don't consider it a problem that I have to type too much to do that. If you're saving me 5% of characters typing, my brain doesn't give a shit about that. I just type the characters. See, I got one of those large language models going on in my head too. And it's like really incorporated that shit down into the read-only memory. It's never going to forget how to do, callbacks. So I got irritated. And I did a few other things, like, I don't remember what they are. So I took a moment and I reminded it that it had forgotten. You see, the thing, people say it hallucinates. It doesn't really hallucinate. That's really actually a bad bit of terminology. It's overly dramatic. It gets things wrong because the sources that it's relying on get it wrong. Or, okay, it makes up an answer when it doesn't know the answer. Your brain does that too, by the way. So I say, okay, listen, you forgot some shit. Here, let me give it to you again. And so it says, well, I'm really sorry. I will remember it now. And you can see it trying to remember it, right? It probably won't. It'll probably forget it. That's okay because it's still doing something really important. So then it restates the Cheerio thing in my own coding format. And I read it and I go, wow, now I see what this is doing. What it's doing is it's treating the HTML as if it's HTML, and it's producing a DOM for it, and it's letting me use jQuery, really, in Node, to find something. In other words, it's reusing something that I already have paid the price for. I've already learned how to do it. I've got a million lines of jQuery code in my code base. So adding a few more isn't going to like make my code any more difficult to comprehend. It looked like it was adding all this code, but it really was only amounted to about 4 lines of code. And it's 4 very rational lines of code. And I threw it in. I said, fine, it's good. And I'm happy with it. It's fast and it doesn't fuck up. It has a similar parser in it to what the browser has. So it's not going to have those horrible edge cases and be flaky and et cetera. It made my code better. So I had done that yesterday, and today I came back to it and I said, okay, one of these people, I thought of a different word, has decided to use a relative URL. Do you have any advice for how to deal with that? Comes back and it says, well, as a matter of fact, there's a built-in Node package called URL, and if you do this, and it's 3 lines, actually it's 2 lines of code the way they expressed it. And if you do this, it will take care of that. And I look at it and I go, oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about this thing. I encountered that when I was writing PagePark, which is my web server. But I've long ago forgotten it because I use PagePark like it's hardware now. I never think about it. It's just there, you know? And it's using the URL package. And I've encountered this before, but I probably possibly even have code like this or could use code like this. So I factored it into a routine called convert relative URL, and it takes 2 parameters, the URL you're converting and the base URL of the page it came from. And then inside there, it's got the like little weird bits that does exactly what it says. If it's a non-relative URL, if it's a fully specified URL, it just returns it, fine. If it is not fully specified, it makes it fully specified and returns that. Now, where do I need to know that how ChatGPT is implemented? I don't. I converse with it like as if it were a programming partner, somebody who has expertise that I don't have, but is on my team and is going to answer the question to the best of their ability. And the great thing about this particular programming partner is that it's an expert in pretty much everything. It's hard to stump it. And over time, it gets better and better. It's like, you know, when Napster first came out, it didn't have any of my music in it. So I go, okay, that's kind of nice. And then I come back a few months later because I'm looking for one song and it has it. And then I start asking it about all these other songs that I haven't heard in 30 years. And it has every one of them. Something happened and it somehow found its way into people of my generation, and they started populating it with the things they cared about. And in turn, it had everything I cared about. So when you anthropomorphize these things, and we're really down the road in terms of potential anthropomorphization or whatever, it's really not inaccurate to do that. Because what you are doing is what it's doing is it's doing a better and better job every time, every few years, going back since around the time I was born, 1955, maybe a few years before that, but really that was about when it started. Since then, it's been getting better and better and better at understanding our language. And so that means when I ask it a question, it understands it. That's a big deal. So trying to figure out how to get Google to give you the thing you want, that's an art too, but I can't type it in my language. It doesn't work. I have to give it the right combination of keywords and somehow tease it out of it. But unlike ChatGPT, Google's going the other way. It's getting stupider and stupider and stupider. It really is. It's forgetting things. I think that it's their business model to forget things, and that's not a good sign for them. Their interests are not aligned with their users there. For a while, they really were. That was the miracle of Google in the late 90s, early 2000s. It was like, oh my God, I can't believe what it's doing. Really, we had feelings like that. I remember the day when I discovered that Google had indexed all of my sites, and now I could use it against my own work. A few months later, it had indexed the entire blogosphere. But this thing's way beyond that. It's, we did a comparison over the weekend of ChatGPT to Wikipedia. And I've had a lot of experience with both now, much more with Wikipedia, obviously, because it's been around a lot longer. And I rely on Wikipedia. When I'm writing something and I want to link to an authoritative page on it, it's always the Wikipedia page. There's really no choice. There's no alternative to that. I'm trusting them somehow to get the best answer. And they generally do. However, they're not good enough. They hallucinate like crazy. If you think hallucination is a problem in ChatGPT, then you really ought to turn that same eye to look at Wikipedia, because it's far worse. ChatGPT has the advantage of having everything that's in Wikipedia plus everything else. And it's not trusting us to scroll through a list and find the one thing you want that isn't there. It's creating the thing on the fly that you asked for from all the information that's in those pages. That's so far in advance of what Google is able to do. It's just ridiculous. Again, how it does it is immaterial. It doesn't matter how it does it. It's only of interest to people who program these things, and I'm not one of those people. So I'm very happy on this side of the interface. In other words, if you hear that and if you find it puzzling, or you hear that and you think that's a reason not to use this shit, it's not a reason not to use it, emphatically. Give you one final point is that you don't know how I think. You don't know what algorithms are running in my brain, but you're listening to this, right? Why are you listening to it? My algorithm might be far more primitive than ChatGPT. I can't disclose it to you because I have no idea what my algorithm is. You know, this is maybe our purpose in life is to discover who we are, but we have no ability to do that. We have to accept that we are what we are. Same way with, all I can tell you is ChatGPT isn't off on its own doing this shit by itself. It's all of us. It's like Soylent Green, this movie that was actually kind of a shitty movie, but it had this great concept that it's this goo. It's this green goo. It's just really gross, but it's made out of human beings. And so what they say at one point is it's human beings all the way. I don't think that's the line they use, but that's how I remember it. See, I just hallucinated for you. Maybe I'm hallucinating that I was hallucinating. Okay, people, that's all I got to say this morning. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.